Up next on the Bugsy Meat Show, we will do a Super Bowl preview between the
49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go!
Hey, if you're into playing some travel baseball in Northeast Indiana, look no further than Hit the Field Sports in Kendallville. We play at the Kendallville Sports Complex, which is the best complex in Northeast Indiana. We have all teams from all four states that come to the tournaments. So if you're looking to play, come check us out. Check out www.hitthefieldsports.com for all your tournament needs, and we'll see you on the field. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Bugsy Meat Show. Today is Thursday, February the 8th, 2024, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's show. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcast, and we're floating around in the air out there on a few other ones. So if you like it, check us out. Go hit the subscribe button, follow, and share with all your friends. Hopefully you guys enjoy it, but we'll keep putting them out there as long as we got the listeners. But I have a very excited pal of mine, which is my son. He's cool enough to have my last name. Mr. Park Chop Me joins the show. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
How pumped are you for this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'm pumped. Very pumped. I'm ready. Ready for the Swifty Bowl.
The Swifty Bowl. Everybody's talking about the Swifty Bowl. And hey, man, I'll tell you what. If I was the NFL, I'd be showing Taylor Swift to you all the time. I mean, she's generated, $330 million? Keep showing her, man. Make that money. But anyway, we're going to talk about Super Bowl 58 and kind of what we think about this thing. Pretty excited about it. Chiefs, Parker, if you're Andy Reid, right out of the gate, who are you going to right out of the gate? First couple snaps of the game.
Isaiah Pacheco. Dog!
Dog! Isaiah Pacheco is a fun player to watch. That dude can run through a brick wall.
Dog.
Dog. Dog. Patrick Mahomes.
Dog.
Travis Kelce.
Dog.
Drew Tranquil. Local guy. Dog! Fort Wayne Carroll. Drew Tranquil. It's good to see him in the big dance, too. So, like I said, what do you think Andy Reid and the Chiefs need to do offensively right out of the gate?
They just got to go and look at some targets, get some new guys in there, try to work their way down the field, and try to score a touchdown. If I'm at the 10-yard line or a little bit lower and you're going to pass it, hit Kelce, man.
Kelce is an automatic guy. Well, your boy is back, Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius, no hands.
No hands. No hands. He probably couldn't catch a cold, could he?
Well, it's all right, though, because he just had a baby.
And he's back.
Back.
He's back. No, Isaiah Pacheco, like I said, he's fun to watch. Dude can run through a brick wall. I think over under 60 yards for Isaiah Pacheco in this one.
Way over.
What do you think?
I think he's going to go for like 118.
What are the Chiefs going to do to slow the purdiest quarterback out there, Brock Purdy?
We got to bring the heavy blitz, I think, because I feel like sometimes when I watch Brock Purdy, when he gets under pressure, I feel like he runs out of pocket and then eventually just throws it away. But sometimes we'll hit CMC, you know. That kid's a dog, too.
Yeah, CMC over under 90 rushing yards. How's the Chiefs run stop? Is it any good?
It's all right. They did all right in the Ravens game, stopping Gus Edwards, I think.
Yeah. They didn't give him the ball. What do you expect? Yeah, you can stop him. You don't give him the ball, and Lamar sits back there and just sits in the pocket and chucks 40 throws down the field, and that's not his game. So what jersey are you going to wear this weekend?
I got to go with Mahomes.
You sticking with the Mahomes jersey?
Yeah. Man, I wish they were wearing white. They've been lucky in the white.
They have been lucky in the white. They won two road games.
Well, I also hope Mahomes has his lucky underwear on.
Hopefully he washes those things. But yeah, so let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you a few questions on the Super Bowl. What is your dad's best snack I cook for the Super Bowl?
Probably burgers.
Burgers? You don't like the cheese dip?
Oh, yeah. Cheese dip's good, too.
You got to go with the cheese dip. What about wings? I haven't decided what we're going to cook this weekend.
I think you've cooked wings before.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while. So we're going to go down the line. We're going to ask Parker a few questions. Kind of what bets he's got for the weekend. Parker's picks coming up. Parker. Who wins the coin flip? Heads or tails? What do you think it is?
I think Chiefs are going to go tails and they're going to get it and they're going to kick it away. That's what I think.
They're going to kick it away. So you got tails on the coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
So, first tutty. Who scores the first tutty in Super Bowl 58?
George Kittle.
I thought you said, no, yeah, you did say they were going to kick it away. George Kittle.
And
that dude's got some greasy hair. Yeah. I mean, he's a dog, though. He's a dog. I like George Kittle.
Good guy, too.
I really like this Super Bowl matchup. I think it's going to be fun to watch. I really hope it's high scoring. Do you think we're in for a high scoring game or no?
Heck yeah. The last time they played Super Bowl 54, that was a high score.
What was the score?
31-20. Never forget that.
I didn't even know that. You might know a little bit more about foosball than I do. I'm a basketball guy. Today, by the way, this was the NBA trade deadline today, and there was nothing cool that happened, so we're just going to talk about football.
Football.
The Suns did get Royce O'Neal. Ooh. Never heard of her. So you got George Kittle with the first touchdown. So who leads at halftime?
I think the Chiefs are going to kick a field goal at the end of the quarter. I think the Chiefs are going to go up 17-14.
Harrison butt kicker put you up 17-14 at half. I like that score. Hopefully my numbers hit. So, who is your pick for your absolute lock pick on the Kansas City Chiefs to score a touchdown? Who do you think is going to, no doubt about it, in your mind, is going to score a touchdown?
Pacheco. Dog!
Kids
run through a brick wall.
And obviously you said George Kittle is going to score a touchdown for San Francisco. Is that your lock there?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, me personally, I'm going to go with Rashid Rice for Kansas City. Because, man, I think that guy's going to turn into a pretty good receiver for you guys. I mean, he's no Jerry Rice, but I think he's going to be a pretty solid receiver for you. And for San Francisco, my lock, Christian McCaffrey. He's going to score a touchdown. We'll see what happens, though. I like both of our picks. Like I said, I hope it's a high-scoring game, so we'll see what happens. How many times do you think they'll show Taylor Swift? Over or under 5 times?
I think I'm going to go over. And also, I think they're going to go 13 times. Lucky number.
Taylor Swift.
And I think Dad, you should put this bet in. Travis Kelce, they're going to win the Super Bowl, obviously. Just gonna propose.
He's gonna pop the big question. You heard it first right here. Park Chop says they're getting engaged.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, since you're talking about Taylor Swift, would you say her favorite number was?
89.
No, what's her favorite her number was? You just
13.
Said it. 13. Let me go with some fun facts for you. Taylor Swift. There's conspiracy floating all over the Super Bowl 58. And by the way, Super Bowl 58, what is 5 plus 8?
13.
Oh, my God! Here we go. So Taylor Swift, do you realize she was born on December 13th? Do you know what?
Nope.
Her 13th birthday came on Friday the 13th. Ooh. Scary. Now, before she... This week was the Grammys. Do you know anything about the Grammys?
That was the first time I've watched it. She won. She just broke a record.
But how many Grammys did she win before that show?
13.
Oh, my God. What is going on here? Okay. So, do you realize that Taylor Swift has been to 12 Chiefs games this year? Guess what Sunday's game is? 13. Number what? Number 13. Holy smokes. And she's got a concert in, where's her concert at this weekend? Tokyo or something like that. Do you realize how long of a flight that is?
Just go watch his boy or her boy.
How do you know how long of a flight that is, though? How many hours it would take to get to Vegas from there?
14.
How many?
14.
13 hours. No way! No way! So, here's another cool fact. The San Francisco 49ers are the number one seed, and the Kansas City Chiefs are the number three seed.
Oh, my God.
We're losing it.
Wait a minute.
Are you on to something here?
I feel like on the 13th.
Wait, we're not done. We're not done. 49ers? What's 4 plus 9? No, dude. Oh, my God. And the game this weekend is on February 11th. What number of the month is February?
20?
No. February is the second month.
Second.
What is 2 plus 11? No way.
13.
Yeah, it's on 2/11. Now, let me ask you this. Okay. So 100%, you got 100% minus 13%. What does that leave you?
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. 87%.
So.
Oh, wow. No way.
Also, Brock Purdy, quarterback, 13.
Now, whoa, I'm getting there. Okay. So, one of my predictions in a game is Travis Kelce's first catch is for 13 yards. We'll see what happens. But since it's 2024, my prediction of this Super Bowl score is Kansas City 24, San Francisco Niners 13. But I'm going to break your heart right here because she's going to get her heart broken by a Purdy quarterback on the other side of the San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy, number 13. That's what's going to happen. Is it going to happen? Is she going to get her heart broken by Brock Purdy?
No, he's not Purdy enough.
So tell me, Parker, what's the final score of this game? Who wins?
Chiefs are going to win 27-24. Bucker hits game winner again.
And this, how many Super Bowls is this? This would be their third one. So they've lost one, but they're going to win three.
Oh! Oh!
13! I don't know. And so every year I pick a color of Gatorade that's going to get dumped on Andy Reid or Kyle Shanahan's head. What color is that Gatorade going to be?
Red.
You think red?
I think it's going to be red. Red or orange?
I'm sticking with orange.
I think I'm going red.
Orange.
I'm going red.
Orange. I'm going orange. No, we're really excited about it. I think it's going to be a great game. I really hope it's a back and forth game the whole time. Your boy Pacheco.
Dog.
Hopefully Pacheco. He runs through a wall. I'm rooting for the Chiefs. They're actually fun to watch. I mean, I guess I'm a bandwagon guy. I kind of like watching. They're just fun to watch. I mean, good God, I've been watching for the Bears for how long? They just don't get nothing done. So I got to root for some good football. It's like, you know, I pretty much put it like a bad movie. Would I go watch a bad movie 17 times? A year? Mm-mm. Or am I going to watch a good movie?
I watch a good movie.
So right now, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're just a good movie to watch. And they're fun to watch. And I think I've watched 13 games.
Oh my God. So.
Hey, your dad's favorite basketball player of all time.
Steve Nash.
No! God! 13. Oh my 13. God, 13. No, I hope they win.
So, yeah, I hope they win too. And what do you think the dance is going to be for Kelsey's touchdown?
Well, probably that stupid little heart he throws up. If he throws up a 1 and a 3, I'm going to lose it.
Oh my gosh, that would be crazy.
And
I would.
Maybe the ring he buys for Taylor Swift only has 13 diamonds. You never know. I don't know.
Or Mahomes will come over. Well, he throws it to Kelsey, touchdown. Mahomes comes over. Kelsey puts the heart. Mahomes puts the 13.
So we're looking forward to it. Hope you guys enjoy the Super Bowl this weekend. And those are our picks for this upcoming weekend. So enjoy the show. And I want to thank you for tuning into the podcast. And we'll see you next time here on the Bugsy Meat Show.
Go Chiefs!
Chiefs! Hey, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl this weekend, and hope you all have a safe weekend. Parker, one more time for the fans.
Let's go Kansas City Chiefs.